For the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we want to wish everyone a very safe and an enjoyable Memorial Day weekend. As Monday the 30th, being Memorial Day, we need to remember those that sacrificed their life in service of our country. And as we recently studied, the greatest memorial being that of the Lord's Supper, remembering the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and also looking inward, examining ourselves, and looking forward to the Lord's second coming, if we're prepared, of course, and we certainly should be. But something else I wanted to mention at the start of the program, and that is we want to congratulate all the graduates from high school and college or whatever school you may be graduating from. We certainly wish you well in your future. And the best advice I can give you is to listen to God. In other words, study His Word and apply it to your lives, as all of us need to be doing that. And our study this morning will deal just with that. And we'll begin that study in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning to Preparing for Eternity. And we want to take this opportunity now to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street in Martinsville. Yes, we study God's precious Word in our Bible classes, and then we strive to worship God in spirit and in truth with a proper attitude, but according to the New Testament pattern. We strive to do that. John 4:24. You would be very much welcome to join in with us. I can assure you, you'll receive a warm welcome. Something else to mention, we are always looking forward to having Bible studies, and we're glad to answer Bible questions you may have. Your comments, positive or negative, are appreciated. So again, you can write to us. That's 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151 is the zip code. Our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027. And our website address, www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. Now, two announcements to make before we get into our study this morning. Our gospel meeting is approaching very quickly, June the 10th through the 12th. That would be Friday and Saturday night at 7 p.m., then Sunday on the 12th at 9:30, 10:30, then a potluck lunch, and then the final service would be at 1 p.m. Our speaker, Brother Randall Jones from Richardsville, Kentucky, who was a former preacher here for many years. So you'll want to make your plans to attend our gospel meeting. But right before our meeting is the Stop 11 Road Church of Christ gospel meeting, and theirs begins on the 5th of June and goes through the 9th. And so their times, Sunday morning on the 5th, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 5 p.m. And then Monday through Thursday, 7 p.m. Their speaker is Brother Tom House. And Brother Tom is a wonderful preacher. You'll want to make plans to hear him there at Stop 11 Road at the corner of Five Points and Stop 11 Road. Now, let's get into our study this morning, and that is the question, are we listening to God? As I mentioned, this is the best advice I could give graduates, and of course, anyone for that matter, that is of the age of accountability. When the Creator of all things speaks, everyone who can comprehend and reason should what? Should listen. Now, God doesn't speak to us in an audible voice. He doesn't come to us in the still of the night with a vision or a voice today. No, God speaks to us through His holy word, and we need to listen to what God says. Who in all the world, all through history of mankind, could say anything of greater importance than our Almighty Creator? So, of course, everyone who can reason properly should know that obtaining true wisdom is not possible except one learn it from God's Word and apply it correctly. Job 28 relates to this, does it not? So since man is a created being, he cannot know all things. Certainly not, but God does, our Creator. And we can know what God has revealed. Now this is the best advice for anyone to heed, is to listen through study of God's Word, what God has to say. Now, Psalm 111, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endureth forever. So, we need to have good understanding of God's Word and follow God's commandments, obey them, and certainly respect God, as this is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 19:21, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Proverbs 21:30. Here's another one. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. Let's remember that. Now, 2 Peter 1:3, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Did we get that? Notice it again. God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Do we have the knowledge of Christ through His teaching? Through the law of Christ as we study the Scriptures. All Scriptures given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction unto righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, that is mature, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Nothing is lacking. It's all sufficient. Now let's notice Hosea chapter 4. Verses 1 through 6, as we note in the time of Israel's departure from God, as they split off, and you had two kingdoms, the southern and northern kingdom, Judah as the southern kingdom, Israel referring to the northern kingdom. They all the kings of Israel were bad. There were some good, of course, in this southern kingdom, some bad and some mediocre. But notice Hosea chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Does that not sound familiar? Does it not hit home? By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beast of the field and with the fowls of heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Therefore shall thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. Notice now verse 6, as we see here, God's admonishment. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Now, this was at a time when Israel had forgotten God and become unfaithful due to a what? Lack of knowledge. And this situation applies today. We don't have the Old Testament priesthood, which you would have a high priest, and there was, of course, commands for the priest, separate, and as they were offering the animal sacrifices and so forth. Today, under the law of Christ, we're all priests. It's a royal priesthood. So that, of course, is different. But the situation I'm referring to of a lack of knowledge applies to our time today. And so, again, as we ask the question, are we listening to God through His holy word? Certainly God speaks to us through His word. Now, I want us to look at some examples of how the word of God applies and speaks to us all if we are accountable before God. Certainly that is the case, whether we're in the church of Christ or out of the church of Christ. This is what we want to notice now, these examples. Number one, there are four types of hearts, or you could say minds, that are represented in the parable of the soils. This would be Luke chapter 8. As you see, Jesus teaching the parable of the sower who went out to sow seed, which fell on four types of ground, of soil. And these four types, are representing the types of minds that we today would fall into one of those situations. So let's begin at verse 4. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Some fell upon a rock. As soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground, sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." Well, then the disciples wanted to know what this meant. And then verse 11, you see Jesus explains the parable. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. Now that's the majority who have not obeyed the gospel at all. No, it's hard-heartedness. Like the ground is hard, the seed's not going to go into the soil. And of course, the devil doesn't want it to stay there long. Think about that. How many are in that situation today? Now, that's the first type of heart explained. Then the second, they on the rock, rocky soil, you see, are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. So they have obeyed the gospel. And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. They've departed from the faith. That's, again, rocky soil, or the type of heart that receives the truth and has joy, but then when something happens that is rough on them, they just fall away. Verse 14, and that which fell among the thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. The thorns are representing these three areas: cares, riches, and pleasures of life. What do? Choke out the word. The person has become unfaithful, left the church. That's a third type heart here. And then we see verse 15. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Now, this is the good, honest heart. Yes, that receives the truth, doesn't fall away, continues to produce fruit to God's glory. Now, that's the kind of heart that we need to have. So you see, that applies to everyone. When it comes to hearing and receiving God's word, everyone who is accountable unto God has one of these types of hearts. So the question to ask ourselves is, which one fits me? What type of heart do I have? Here's another example. Number two, there are two roads in life. That's right. Jesus makes it very clear. There's only two ways to go in this life. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The gate's wide, very easy to go in that way, because you can carry whatever you want with you. All those desires and sinful pleasures, just walk right in. But where does the broad way lead? To destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. That's the majority of the world. So there's two roads in life. Now that was one road. What about the second road that's narrow? The gate is straight, you see, and narrows the way. You got to get rid of that baggage to enter that gate. But where is it going to lead? To life everlasting. But few there be that find it. We better be of the few. The majority of the people, again, are on the broad road. And the narrow road, in comparison, has few people. Yes, you have to make effort to enter that way. And everyone who is accountable unto God is traveling on one of those roads. So again, the question to ask ourselves, on which road am I traveling? Number three, and again, we're looking at examples of how the Word of God speaks to all of us. And it certainly applies to every one of us. There are two masters which we can serve, but only one at a time, as Jesus said in Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. We can't do that. It's not possible. So we're either a servant of Jesus or of the prince of this world, which is our adversary, Satan. We can't serve two masters at the same time. That's clear. So, we asked ourselves this question, to whom am I serving? To whom am I a servant? I hope we can all answer Jesus Christ. If not, we better do something about it. Here's a fourth example, again, of how God's Word applies and speaks to us all who are accountable. There are two kinds of foundations. This is still in Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount. This would be in chapter 7. Let's note verses 21 through 27. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Note that. A lot of people say, Lord, Lord, but they're not doing his will. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that worketh iniquity. So we better know for sure if we're doing God's will. Now note verses 24 through 27. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. The rains descended and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Did we get the message? You see, it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. Well, we need not only to be astonished, but we need to be heeding it. And so here we find that there are two kinds of foundations. Jesus made it very clear. You can build upon the rock of truth, that is Jesus the Christ, and his words must be obeyed, or we're going to be building on the loose sand of Satan's lies and deceptions. It's one or the other. So we asked ourselves, upon what foundation am I building? Again, it's either sand or it's rock. We want to be on the rock, do we not? But let's go on. Here's a fifth example of how God's word applies, speaks to us all that are accountable. The phrase, "I have sinned," is found 19 times in the word of God. For example, Luke 15:21, "And the Son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven, and in thy sight am no more worthy to be called thy son." Well, that of course was the prodigal son, wasn't it? He realized he had left home and just blew all his inheritance on sinful living. And he came to himself, fortunately, and was ready to go back, and his father received him, as we all know. So that, of course, turned out good. But as you study these passages, which have the statement, "I have sinned," we can see that we're like one of those examples where some said that, but they didn't correct the situation. So it's a statement that all of us should make. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. But are we doing something about it? Let's ask ourselves, have we made that statement? Because we have sinned, but have we done something about it? Now here's another example. Again, we're seeing example after example how the word of God applies and speaks to us all if we're accountable. There are types in the Old Testament which point to the antitypes in the New Testament. 1 Peter 3:20-21, "which sometime were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls, were saved by water. The like figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." Well, have we been saved by the blood of Christ, by being baptized into his death? Baptism doth also now save us. Well, Noah and his family and those 8 souls were saved by water. That's a type. In the ark is a type of the church. You see, these are types pointing to what's coming, antitypes in the New Testament. Adam is a type of Christ, as God took his rib and formed his help meet, Eve, his wife. God put him to sleep, took that rib. Now, from his side, that's right, Jesus was pierced with a spear. Where? In his side. Forthwith came out there blood and water, which purchased what? The church. the bride of Christ. Well, you could talk about the Red Sea, the crossing there where Moses led the children of Israel out of the bondage of Egypt. They crossed on dry land to the other side safely, and then the Egyptian soldiers and Pharaoh himself charged on that dry land for a little bit, but it didn't last long, and it became what? It wasn't dry land any longer, and they all drowned, including Pharaoh, the horses, everything, all of them. They were washed away. You see, that's a type. As they were taskmasters on the Israelites, the burden, just as baptism, as we're buried under the watery grave of baptism, our sins are washed away, that great burden. You see, all these things were happening in the Old Testament, really happening, of course, but they were pointing to something to come. The tabernacle, a type of the church, of course, the holy place and the most holy place. The most holy place was representing God's presence with heaven. And you had the laver in front of the tabernacle. Baptism, where the priest washed before they entered. And before that was the altar, where they sacrificed, faith, representing faith. What was in the tabernacle? The table of showbread, the Lord's Supper, the burning lamp, the Word of God, incense, prayer. You see how we could just go on and on. Brother, time is running out. As we study these types and antitypes, our faith is fortified in the Word of God. Is showing us how things come together. And we certainly can benefit by that. I wish we could continue on with more examples. I'm going to stop here and put a peg, and we want to continue, Lord willing, next week with our study. But again, what we're studying this morning, the question, are we listening to God? Now, it's not too late to change, but let's honestly answer the questions. What kind of heart do I have? Am I obedient to God's word? Am I willing to start right now? Today, if you will hear his voice, Hebrews 3:7, why delay? And what greater way to begin a life following a graduation than committing one's life to the service of the Lord, regardless of what your career is going to be? But obey the gospel first. Put the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Have you obeyed the gospel? If not, we stand ready to assist you. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. We must believe that Jesus is the Christ, John 8:24. Repent of our sins, Luke 13:3-5. Make the good confession unto salvation, Romans 10:9-10. And to be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, Acts 2:38. We stand ready to assist you in obeying the gospel, and we thank you so much for listening today.